This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and Britain have carried out airstrikes on Yemen's military installations. The Houthis say the attacks being carried out in support of Palestinians in Gaza, but some analysts say they have other motives. Dale Gavlak reports for VOA from Amman.
The U.S. military says it conducted strikes in Yemen against 10 Houthi attack drones and a ground control station on Thursday, while the Navy ship USS Kearney shot down a Houthi anti-ship ballistic missile earlier and then downed three Iranian drones. There has been no sign of backing down from the Houthis, who have declared American and British interests to be legitimate targets. Batul Dogan Akas, a researcher of the Arab Gulf at Durham University, also writing in Saada, says the Houthi attacks may be a strategy to not only reposition themselves as a key regional supporter of Palestinian resistance to Israeli occupation, but to also cement their political authority in Yemen, especially amidst recent negotiations with Saudi Arabia to formally end the war. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday unanimously approved on a $54 billion support package for Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The agreement came just an hour into the EU summit in Brussels, with Hungary surprisingly voting to support it after vetoing virtually the same package in December and recently threatening to do so again. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola told reporters the vote represents the EU's continuing effort to deliver on the commitment it made 2 years ago to stand with Ukraine as long as it takes.
We made that commitment not just from a moral standpoint, but from a strategic one too. Because in doing so, we knew that at a time would come where our world would be put to the test, and that moment is now.
In a virtual address to the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the unanimous vote. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has approved $4 billion in drone sales to India. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Biden administration has approved a nearly $4 billion sale of drones and military equipment to India that are meant to be used to improve its maritime safety and surveillance. The approval comes at a time when Washington is courting New Delhi to increase its cooperation with the U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy, which is largely focused on countering China's influence in the region. The sale will include 31 Sky Guardian drones, 170 Hellfire missiles, 310 small-diameter bombs, and related support material. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials in South Sudan say residents of a swampy area battled with cattle herders who moved in looking for water and pasture during the dry season, and at least 38 people were killed and 52 suffered gunshot wounds. The fighting started Wednesday and tensions remained high Thursday night. An official in Warup State said the fighting took place in Aular, which is in Lake State and borders both Warup and Unity States. A Lake State police spokesman says young herders from Warup migrated to the Aular area with their cattle 2 weeks ago and began burning brush and the temporary shelters of residents. He says the herders were looking for pasture and water for their animals. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says he screwed up by keeping his prostate cancer diagnosis and hospitalization from the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Austin says the diagnosis shook him.
It was a gut punch.
And as a self-described pretty private guy, his first instinct was to keep it private.
I should have informed my boss. I did not. That was a mistake.
And he's apologized to the president. Still, Austin insists he never told his staff to keep his hospitalization a secret from the White House. The mere fact that Austin laid out the details was notable. He rarely appears in the Pentagon briefing room and mostly avoids reporters when possible. But for more than a half hour, Austin answered questions and even joked a few times. A private man who has learned a lesson.
Taking this kind of job means losing some of the privacy that most of us expect.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
France's two major farmers' unions have said they'll lift countrywide blockades after the prime minister introduced new measures aimed at protecting their livelihoods that they described as, quote, tangible progress. However, farmer activists who have snarled traffic along major highways around Paris say they will stay put at least another day to see if the government commitments in writing. Thousands of French farmers have been demonstrating for a couple of weeks across the country in protests over low earnings, heavy regulation, and what they call unfair competition from abroad. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal has announced tens of millions of euros in aid, tax breaks, and a promise not to ban pesticides in France that are allowed elsewhere in Europe. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.